Thank you. Yes, in my opinion, I have the best job in the world. I really love it. And some would say that I've been on the same path my whole life as crazy animal person and artist. But my biggest influence, like the one that like knocked over the first domino that trickled down to where I am now, was my sophomore year at MICA. I was at an off-campus party, and I found an emaciated little creature on a shelf in the corner. And I noticed he had abscesses on his tail and a nasty burn on his chest. And I quickly found the owner and asked him, like, what the heck is going on? And he said, oh, yeah, he's stupid. He got hurt. And I said, well, you know, he looks like a baby. And baby everything's get hurt, which is why you baby-proof. And he really looks like he needs a vet. To which, I'll never forget, he said, oh, it's just a stupid lizard. I'm going to let it die. And the next thing I remember is I'm at an exotic animal vet spending all of my work study money. It turns out anesthesia is really expensive. And he had to get his gangrenous tail amputated. And it turned out that he needed 24-hour care. I had to give him medicated lotion for the burn and shots in his arm. And like needles are not my thing. So that was tough on both of us. I have a lot of scars from trying to give him the shots. It was right before fall break, and my mom had just gotten me an Amtrak ticket to go home, and I didn't want to tell her what I'd gotten myself into, but he needed 24-hour care. So I snuck him on the train with everything he needed, and my plan was to get him up to my old room and have her be none the wiser for the weekend. But when she picked me up, she didn't go home. She went to Applebee's, and then I had to, like, reveal that I had an iguana in my purse and that I couldn't go into Applebee's. But she made us come in anyway, and she got him a salad. And when we got back to our house, she hopped on Google and proceeded to point out everything that I was doing wrong and how high maintenance a healthy iguana was and that they get so big and a lot of people have behavioral issues with them. And, you know, not to be discouraging, but to point out that I was way in over my head. So when I got back to college, I started volunteering at the Charm City Animal Rescue, which is where I learned how to take care of not only my iguana, but 16-foot snakes, alligators, parrots, turtles, tortoises, tarantulas. It really doesn't matter how creepy or ugly you think an animal is. There is somebody out there exploiting it or getting rid of it. And over time, Pierce, the iguana, and I, the medicine stopped, and he started to associate me with food and warmth rather than medicine. And we'd gotten so attached to each other that I ended up bringing him everywhere, to class, to work study, to Christmas parties, and so forth. And the real turning point was in grad school, because I was part-time at the Smithsonian illustrating plants and animals and coming home and painting Pierce. And I was procrastinating on a grad school assignment. I was going to school at MICA again for the business of art and design, and I was supposed to be coming up with a business plan. And I was having a really hard time coming up with something that could hold water. And I was procrastinating when I got a call from my old nature drawing teacher who said, do you still have these rescue animals? And if I paid you, would you be willing to bring them into class for our kids to draw? And boom, I had my business plan. So a year later, I launched it in 2013, where I bring my beasties into art classes and teach people how to draw them. And Pierce became super popular. He grew to be a big orange lizard with luscious spikes, and his tail grew back, and he ended up being like extraordinarily patient with children and other animals, although he would steal their food, so we had to like make a no food rule. And it really spiraled into something beautiful, and I really wish that I could show you guys how amazing he was, but he died a couple months ago. He had a heart attack, and the doctor said that I'm really lucky he lasted 7 years, considering how rough he got started. But, you know, in one night, I had lost my best friend and the face of my business. And, Fortunately, my business isn't suffering the way I am. By the time he passed, I'd put together a really great team of reliable animals like the chameleon she mentioned, so that's fine. But it's still really raw, and I feel like I've been kicked in the chest. But the reason that I am getting to talk about it is because when we made our formal announcement, as you have to do as a zoo, we made our formal announcement of his passing, and the overwhelming response that I got through Instagram and Facebook and email from my old interns who got close to him, students and teachers from MICA and Towson University and Make Studio. Kathy Goucher always said that Pierce had personality to spare. And people started sending me artwork that they had done of him from however long ago, or pictures that they took of him at an event that they went to. And the reason I'm getting to talk about this is because I realized that he didn't just make his mark on me, he got to really have an effect on the community as well.